a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two underway of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're also being simulcast tonight on the TruthNet Radio Network, as we are every night. Hello to everybody over there. And also on KU Satellite, 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth, in geosynchronous orbit, beaming down the message of liberty, freedom, and truth. And also on low-power FM stations all over the country. Hello to you there. And also low-power AM stations now. That are being put up all over the country as well. And I want to say hello to everybody listening on those. And at the same time, say hello to everyone who is operating those stations. It's a huge thing for us, and it means a lot. And again, without you guys, we wouldn't be getting this job done. We're talking tonight about the CNN YouTube debate that featured the Republican candidates for president. And we're talking about the treatment of Ron Paul tonight. I, quite honestly, the mere fact that this guy got little to no, Ron Paul got little to no time to talk tonight, I think is an absolute travesty. Here's a guy that is polling well. Here's a guy who has more money on hand than a number of these candidates. And yet he's just left to sit. The only difference in tonight's debate, he wasn't on the end. That's the first. I guess as he moves up the tier, he gets closer and closer to the middle, but he doesn't get any more time to talk. We're talking tonight with Ethan Allen, and we've got Aaron on the phone with us from Colorado. Aaron, go ahead and continue your point.
Hey, Mike and Ethan. Yeah, I think truth will work its way out. I think the caller or the YouTube question, the guy that asked the question about the secret societies and the CFR and the trilateral commissions, I think he was genuine, like a patriot like us. Now see, when I called, both you and your co-host were jumping up and down and freaking out about CNN and Fox. And I understand your frustration. You were yelling and getting angry. And I think you were just going overboard. And that's just my opinion. Yes, I heard the debate on Revere Radio Network, and he didn't get a lot of time.
Okay, you plugged him four times now. Thanks. Okay, they pirated the signal and put it on the air. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and also you guys took the name of the Lord's name in vain a whole bunch, but just can I have a second here?
I've given you a second. You've not said anything but repeat what you've said four times.
Do you want me to leave? Do you want me to hang up, Mike?
Here's the thing. All right, I'll just hang up on you now. Goodbye. Look, here's the thing. If you're going to say something, say it. Don't just go over and over and over the same stuff. That's the problem. We're spending all our time just sitting around here talking. And I like Aaron. Aaron's a nice guy. And I'm probably pissed off a bunch of people. And that's fine, too. Back in a minute with more.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Real quickly, I wanted to give a couple seconds to RBN sponsor Energy Swap. If you live in Texas or New York, you need to call right now, or actually probably tomorrow when somebody's actually there. Texas and New York listeners can save up to 20% on their electric bill. There's no cost or hassle to switch service. You earn rewards while you save money. And with the way the economy's going, every bit helps. To visit RBN sponsor, go to www.energy-swap.com or call 888-238-6397 to save. Now, you can go to their website tonight. We give them a call tomorrow. We're talking with Ethan Allen regarding the Ron Paul appearance in the CNN YouTube debate. Ethan, are we going overboard here?
No, we didn't go far enough, but that's all right, whatever.
I mean, you know, where's the line in the sand? I mean, are we going to sit and continue to allow people to do this type of stuff to our country and then just sit around and gripe and moan about it and not do anything about it?
Well, I find it ironic that there's hardly any attention paid to the media or the way corporations spew this propaganda out, but yet every word that we say gets scrutinized and super analyzed with a with an electron microscope, you know. But
right,
you know, you can't please everybody. So what are you gonna do?
No, you can't. And I mean, you know, I'm not here for public, you know, for you know, popularity or public opinion. I mean, I love everybody. I love Aaron. He's a good guy. And you know, he's entitled to his opinion. But at the same time, I mean, are we going to sit and let people sit there and do this claptrap when our nation is in danger? I mean, our nation is in danger of falling apart. We're eating freaking turkeys with lead pellets and date rape drugs in it. Our dollar's not worth a thing. I mean, a nickel, the melt value of a nickel, somebody told me today, is 9 cents. Melted down into just plain old its components, it's worth more than its face value. Now, that's crazy. It's insane. Oh, but let's not do anything about it. Let's just place blame on everybody.
Well, plus we were kind of ranting and raving about the debate, and I think a lot of Americans probably at least felt in some ways the way I did. I don't know, maybe hearing it on the radio is a little different, but when you actually have to sit and watch that crap for an hour or two and have that drivel propaganda shoved into your head, if you have a soul and a brain that you like to use, it kind of tends to bug you, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't like being talked down to and condescended to by our lords and masters, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the question shouldn't be, are you mad? I think the question should be, are you mad enough? Because if you're not mad about what's going on with our country, our republic's dying. And if you're not mad, I think there's something wrong with you.
Right. Yeah. Craig in Iowa, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Well, I got a couple things here for you. Well, one thing I want to know is that, you know what, these campaigns, the congressmen, senators, presidents, they all go out and they campaign for your vote, right?
Right.
And these Republicans and Democrats, they all put a value on your vote. So I want to know, if you have if you're living in the district and you have a Republican campaign, or I mean a congressional candidate come and promise you something and say, hey, we're going to take you to the Congress, we're going to take you to the country, they're putting a value on your vote. Well, I want to know is if do we have any recourse to sue for that vote? Our vote is worth something to these people. Can we take them to court and sue for the vote that they didn't do what they promised to do when they got to office?
Yeah, you know, Craig, my whole thing is I'm at this point, and if you're an incumbent, you go home.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm saying I'm in the first district in Iowa, and we had Bruce Braley. We kicked out Jim Nuffel, of course, you know,
right.
Jim Nuffel. And as Bruce Braley said, he was taking us to Congress. And I'm telling you, he's doing I've been a Republican conservative all my life. I'm 37 years old. And 98% of what he's done, I agree with. And he did this this Peru free trade agreement. He just didn't vote, and I, you know, he was a non-vote. And I figure a non-vote is the same as voting for this Peru free trade.
Right.
And but other than that, he's been pretty good. And as far as Ron Paul goes, it's us. It's going to be the people. I got my big old sign out on the side of my building on the highway here. And, I'm telling everybody I can because, I mean, people just need to understand that, it is do or die. I mean, if we get another 4 years, 8 years of Clinton, I mean, we're done. And people don't understand this.
Right. Oh, just imagine all these Republicans are going to come out of the woodwork should she be elected, and she starts doing things like the Patriot Act and other things like this, and how they're going to start hollering and screaming how this violates the Constitution. I mean, I'm waiting for it to happen. if she's elected for some reason.
Yeah, and these people don't understand that Rupert Murdoch, you know, the head of Fox News, has ran, campaign fundraisers for Hillary Clinton. Can they not figure this out? It's not getting out in the mainstream media. The whole thing is turn off your TVs, people. You know, look up the things. Everybody wants to demonize the Internet. But the Internet, you can learn anything. But don't just go to one place. You know, one place might say something. Go to 3, 4, 5, 6 and look. And if they all say the same thing, you know, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, you know, it's probably a duck.
Quack, quack. Exactly. You got it right. Craig, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good points. Lance in Texas, thanks for waiting here on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, you guys. Hey. I'm with Aaron. I don't think you guys are getting mad enough. I'm sure the caller from Colorado's a nice guy, but he just couldn't spit it out, you know?
Right. I think Ethan's right. When it, you know, do we love our families enough and our friends enough and our neighbors enough that we're going to get mad enough to the point that we're ready to do something?
Exactly. I credit Dr. Paul with my coming out of my cocoon. I found out that there was someone in Congress that wouldn't vote against the Constitution back in 95, 96, and well before the Internet had as much information as it has today. And my dad was a history/English professor major, and he always told me that if you want to know why something happens, follow the money.
Exactly.
And that started me down the road of economics, and that's really the crux of the matter here. Ron Paul, look, Fred Thompson may co-opt his get rid of the IRS, but let's see Fred Thompson co-opt get rid of the Federal Reserve. It ain't going to happen.
Well, and I mean, and look at all the, you know, he's tied to all these huge companies and corporations that he's been involved with as a lobbyist. Rudy Giuliani, after 9/11, has profited to the tune of over $100 million. He represents the very Spanish company, Centra, that his law firm represents that company. They're building the Trans-Texas Corridor. Of course, they don't want to talk about the North American Union. Of course, they don't want this stuff to go away, because when they go away, their gravy train is over.
They're criminals, Mike.
Exactly, they are.
I've always said that anyone that wants to be president should automatically be disqualified. You know?
That's right on, man.
Exactly. I mean, you know, and here's Ron Paul. He didn't want to do this.
No, he didn't.
He was asked years ago to run for to be the governor of Texas. He told him no because he didn't want to be killed.
You know what? Ron Paul is one of the sweetest men alive. I'm just happy he's gotten as far as he has. And, you know, if he can go further, I'm behind him 110%, and he'll get my vote, that's for sure. And I know
well,
he's got
sure
your vote.
Yeah.
But you guys keep up the good work. Don't get discouraged. Y'all are doing a great job. Just glad y'all are out there. Peace, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate it, Lance. Thanks for calling. We've got Rich, Missouri, who's with on a return for a return appearance. Catherine, Montana, also is holding. We're about a minute away from the break, so I'm going to hold off on Rich here, and then on Catherine. At the bottom of the hour, we've got to play these clips of Ron Paul, so we may have to hold Catherine just a little longer. But we're going to get to Rich after the break, and we may have to hold Catherine. So it all depends on how fast this goes. So maybe we can try to squeeze both of them in there as well in the next segment, so you know, folks don't have to wait so long. I don't like to make people wait on the phone, but sometimes that's just kind of the nature of the beast. There's a lot of stuff you're trying to do and get done all in just a little bit. We're talking with Ethan Allen. He's our guest tonight. We're talking about the CNN YouTube debate that was held earlier tonight. You can call it a debate, a debacle. I prefer the latter term. Back in a minute, the number 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on this Wednesday night edition, the 28th of November, 2007. In some areas, it is now the 29th of November. And glad you're with us. We're talking with Ethan Allen tonight and a ton of callers. The phones have really been lit up tonight. And we've got Rich, who is in Missouri and has been on once to come back and has got something else to add. Rich, go ahead.
Yeah. I just had to add the, I had forgot it the first time I called, and it was just so hysterical, but the irony in which McCain told Ron Paul that he just got back from having Thanksgiving and that the troops told him to tell Ron Paul, give us a chance to win it. Give us a chance to win it. And I thought, you know, if I was Ron Paul, I would have said, hey, I thought you guys said we already won it.
Exactly. What's the mission accomplished thing? I thought we were done.
Exactly, yeah. And then the other thing, you know, this is when you could really tell it was going to a lame point, was when they immediately threw in a couple states' rights issues, which one is the death penalty.
Right.
And then the other, they trot that Confederate flag out, and, you know, that's, you know, almost like satanic to the political correct outfit out there that's representing us in the media. So they trotted that out, and, you know, I'm surprised nobody said that was a First Amendment issue. Actually, I'm not surprised.
No. But I mean, just the literal lack of knowledge of what, you know, are our rights and what they think is not. I mean, Giuliani on the issue of gun control, Ethan, that was absolutely insane, and he rightfully got booed.
Yeah, and I think Duncan Hunter kind of, as a Second Amendment advocate, I was very underwhelmed by him, because it was like he had nothing to say, so the only thing he could tell the gentleman answering the question on the video, who a guy tossed a rifle to him, was, hey, that's not safe. Well, you know, in the military, that's doggone near common practice.
Right.
And Hunter, who goes, you know, absolutely mad dog about the military and being in the war and how his son's in the war, I thought he'd be the first to pick that up. But no, he opens up his mouth, inserts his foot, and leaves the anti-gunners, you know, a little bit of a space to just come back at us sometime and see, you know, even the advocates are sometimes unsafe.
Yeah, I mean, here's, you know, yeah, here he is, an opportunity to hit a home run, and he decides to play sergeant safety.
Well, hey, thanks a ton, Mike. Keep up the grand work there. You're really getting the word and getting some things accomplished, as I can tell by this lively call session this evening. Many people are paying attention.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, Ethan, Giuliani and that whole gun control thing. I mean, obviously, this is a guy that hasn't read the Constitution. I mean, well, I think you need to have a background check to make sure you don't have a criminal record. I don't see that in the Constitution.
No, and I was going to make a point about the another thing I was watching was the gestures of the other candidates, especially when Ron Paul would speak. I don't know if you noticed it, Mike, but everybody around him, I swear, it's like Ron Paul's like kryptonite to the establishment, you know?
Yeah.
He's like sunlight to vampires. And it's like as soon as he opens his mouth about the war, about the Federal Reserve, about gun control, about, you know, getting the government out of people's lives, whatever it is, it's like all of them are like cringing and smirking and rolling their eyes. And it's like they can't even stand to like be next to the guy while he's speaking the truth. And so, you know, like I was going to try to say earlier, you know, in response to what Aaron was saying, there were some good aspects to what was going on last night, but it was all basically, yeah, I'm biased, from Ron Paul, and it was in small doses, of course, because Ron Paul only gets, you know, 1.5 minutes in a 2-hour debate to speak. So
right,
you got to take the good with the bad, but the good comes in, of course, smaller doses. So, you know.
Yeah, and when he does get to speak, he maximizes the opportunity. But I mean, here's a top tier candidate that the media themselves has now claimed as a top tier candidate. But yet he's not getting the treatment of a top-tier candidate because they don't want to discuss the issues.
Well, yeah, and speaking of the issues, I'm going to scour YouTube, I think, later on today and tomorrow and find some of these other questions that were not used on the debate. Because I want to know what some of these are, because there were over 5,000 of them. And if there were over 5,000 submissions for the presidential debate and they pick things like, you know, should our men in uniform serve next to gays? And, you know, why did Giuliani pick the Red Sox in the postseason? I mean, that's just beyond the pale, man.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's literal lunacy. And I mean, what were the other, you know, 4,970 questions that didn't make the cut? What were they all, boxers or briefs?
Probably so, you know. Which internationalist organization should we join next, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, totally missing it on the food supply, totally missing it on the thing about China. I mean, here's an opportunity for somebody to come back and say, look, you know, we need to rebuild our manufacturing base in this country. Duncan Hunter goes off and says, buy American. But you name me one American toy company that's still open.
And when they do ask Ron Paul questions, it's stuff like, it's like loaded questions like, well, Ron Paul, if you were president, would you drop atomic bombs or, you know, neutron bombs on Iran? It's like, neither. They never even phrased the questions to him properly. But then, of course, they know that they have to load the questions because they know the kind of answers that they'll get, which is unadulterated truth, man.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to, after the break, we're going to come back and play the clips. Then we're going to talk to Catherine in Montana. Well, actually, we may talk to Catherine first. And then we'll get to the clip, but we're definitely going to do that, get to the audio of tonight's debate. So, and there'll be Ron Paul's responses and questions asked of him. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to go to first Catherine in Montana, then we're going to get to the clip of tonight's debate with Ron Paul and his responses. Catherine, how are you tonight?
Hi, Mike. Happy birthday to you early.
Thank you very much. It's actually rolled over now, and it's actually official.
Oh, okay then.
So,
I did not see the debate because we disconnected the television. I have no reception here in the Valley. I may watch it on the internet. But Mike, this is nothing new. They did this to him on all of the other debates that I saw recently before we disconnected the boob tube. And you can write C-SPAN, you can write Fox or Faux Fox, and you can write all of them, and they're still going to pull the same thing. Save your money, disconnect it, boycott them, and tell them you will not support their sponsors.
That's what I want folks to do. When they call them up, say, look, I'm not watching anymore. I'm not going to pay attention to your sponsors. Nothing, because I'm not a viewer.
That's right. That's what you need to do. And another thing, as far as having real debates, Mike, no offense, and I realize that you're younger than I am, they have not had any real debate since probably the 50s and the 60s.
Probably, if you're that. Probably right there.
And if people did not have cable, if they lived in the country or if they lived somewhere where they couldn't afford it in the city or lately dishes or any type of satellite, they were out of luck because they did not broadcast it on regular television, and if they did, it was only an hour here or there. Most of the radio stations did not carry any of the debates in the past, and not many people would try to hear it on the Internet. I mean, now it's a lot different, but let's face it, the debates really don't exist because there is no real debate, if you understand what I'm getting at.
Exactly, because what they do is they get a bunch of people together, and they feed them wine and cheese and whatever, and they ask them questions about how people how they emotionally feel about certain things, and those are the things that they will go and talk about. They have no intentions of instituting those things,
right,
but they'll talk about them because that's what people want to hear.
Right. Now, one thing I wanted to tell you, and this is before I disconnected the television, but I can get it on the Internet now and then. C-SPAN, for the last 6 months or so, they have had people call in on the Washington Journal, the morning show, and discuss Ron Paul, and they have discussed the issues in the past about the North American Union and other things like that, where many of us discussed this years ago and were called nutcases or anti-American, this, that, and whatever. I won't even go through the drill because you already know the drill. But that has been discussed on C-SPAN. Now, Washington Journal, I think, has gone downhill along with many other things on C-SPAN, and it's just a big fat joke as far as I'm concerned now. But that's one thing. One quick other thing, on the front of RBN, it says become a delegate, become a Ron Paul delegate. I did want to tell you that they are even manipulating that in the Republican Party, because if they find out that you are for Ron Paul, or if you have not come across as a typical neocon artist or a supporter of the Bush cabal and Vice President Dick, you basically will not have too much of a chance of becoming a delegate. And I know that from inside information here. Another thing, I personally felt that Ron should have gone and run as an independent, whether he went with the Constitution Party or Libertarian or strictly as an independent, because I knew the Republicans would do this to him. I hope that he changes his mind, that if he does not get the nomination in the primary, or, you know, in all of that, that he will run as an independent, preferably with the Constitution Party or, you know, possibly Libertarian again, although that does have a stigma, even though I voted for him in 1988 and campaigned for him and sent him money in 1988 when he ran for president back then.
The Republicans are going to
screw him. That is their intent. And the sheep don't care. The mass media don't care. We can stomp our feet. We can raise our blood pressure and this, that, and whatever. But I'm telling you, Mike, it's a set. And if this Ron Paul revolution doesn't happen and he doesn't get into the White House, I think there will be a revolution.
I agree. Catherine, I appreciate the call. We've got to go. But and great God points that you made, as always. God bless you, too, and have a good night. Ethan, I think personally, if he runs as a third party candidate, I think he goes it alone. Catherine had mentioned the Constitution Party, and I know they're a good bunch of folks, but I rather than have to go through the idea of people trying to catch onto a platform and being affiliated with a party, I think you go like Perot, Perot started his own party, but you just go it alone and just say, hey, I'm a guy out here. This is what I'm doing. Let's get it on.
Well, the plan for this time was, and we had heard Aaron Russo and some others mention this, and you know, he basically started the Constitution Party a few years ago.
Right.
The plan was for constitutionalists and libertarians to take back the Republican Party. And
right.
This Ron Paul campaign is the best effort we're going to have to try to do that. And after the 2008 election, if Ron Paul does not get elected either as an independent or a Republican, I see a diverging split in the Republican Party. And I see, even if we even have any like tangible elections after 2008, you're going to see a major third party Party arise. And I don't know if it's going to be one we already have or a new one, but I see the Republican Party splitting after the 08 election.
Yeah, here's the clip that I've got for you. It's about 10 minutes long. He's going to take us right up to the break. This is Ron Paul's performance tonight on the debate that was on CNN.
I've met a lot of your supporters online, but I've noticed that a good number of them seem to buy into this conspiracy theory regarding the Council of Foreign Relations and some plan to make a North American Union by merging the United States with Canada and Mexico. These supporters of yours seem to think that you also believe in this theory. So my question to you is, do you really believe in all this, or are people just putting words in your mouth?
90 seconds.
Well, it all depends on what you mean by all of this. The CFR exists, the Trilateral Commission exists, and it's a, quote, conspiracy of ideas. This is an ideological battle. Some people believe in globalism. Others of us believe in national sovereignty. And there is a move on toward a North American Union, just like early on there was a move on for a European Union, and it eventually ended up. So we had NAFTA and moving toward a NAFTA highway. These are real things. It's not somebody made these up. It's not a conspiracy. They don't talk about it, and they might not admit about it, but there's been money spent on it. There was legislation passed in the Texas legislature unanimously to put a hold on it. They're planning on millions of acres taken by eminent domain for an international highway from Mexico to Canada, which is going to make the immigration problem that much worse. So it's not so much a secretive conspiracy. It's a contest between ideologies, whether we believe in our institutions here, our national sovereignty, our constitution, or are we going to further move in the direction of international government, more UN? You know, this country goes to war under UN resolutions. I don't like big government in Washington, so I don't like this trend toward international government. We have a WTO that wants to control our drug industry, our nutritional products. So I'm against all that, but it's not so much as a sinister conspiracy. It's just knowledge is out there. If we look for it, you'll realize that our national sovereignty is under threat.
Congressman Paul, thank you. We've got a question.
Yes, and I would like to state that the statement earlier made that we all went to Washington to change Washington, and Washington changed us. I don't think that applies to me. Washington did not change me. I would like to change Washington, and we could by cutting three programs such as the Department of Education. Ronald Reagan used to talk about that. Department of Energy, Department of Homeland Security is the biggest bureaucracy we ever had. And besides, what we can do is we can have a stronger national defense by changing our foreign policy. Our
Time.
Foreign policy is costing us $1 trillion, and we can spend most of that
Time.
Or a lot of that money home if we would bring our troops home.
Governor Huckabee, 30 seconds, three programs.
Absolutely. The real question you have to ask is, why do I get the most money from active duty officers, military personnel? So what John is saying is just totally distorted. He doesn't even understand the difference between non-intervention and isolationism. I'm not an isolationism. An isolationist. I want to trade with people, talk with people, travel, but I
Time's
don't
up,
want to send our troops overseas using force to tell them how to live. We would object to it here, and they're going to object to us over there.
All right, we will have a lot more on Iraq coming up.
You know, it's not a federal function to determine the penalties for a crime of abortion if it's illegal in a state. It's up to the state. It's up to the juries. And it should be up to discretion because it's not an easy issue to deal with. But the first thing we have to do is get the federal government out of it. We don't need a federal abortion police. That's the last thing that we need. But
should a woman be charged with a crime?
I don't personally think so. I'm an OB doctor, and I practiced medicine for 30 years, and I, of course, never saw one time when a medically necessary abortion had to be done. But so I think it certainly is a crime, but I also understand the difficulties. I think when you're talking about third trimester deliberate abortion and partial birth abortions, I mean, there has to be be a criminal penalty for the person that's committing that crime, but I really think it's the person who commits the crime, and I think that is the abortionist.
So you're saying a doctor should be punished. What sort of punishment should they get?
Well, I think it's up to the states. I'm not running for governor, and I think it's different, and I don't think it should be all 50 states the same way. So I don't think that should be up to the Senator president Thompson. To decide that.
Yeah.
The best commitment we can make to the Iraqi people is to give them their country back. That's the most important thing that we can do. Already part of their country has been taken back. In the South, they claim the surge has worked, but the surge really hasn't worked. There's less violence, but El Sadr has essentially won in the South. The British are leaving. The brigade of El Sadr now is in charge, so they are getting their country back. They're in charge up north. The people in the north are in charge as well, and there's no violence up there or nearly as much. So let the people have their country back again. Just think of the cleaning up of the mess after we left Vietnam. Vietnam now is a friend of ours. We trade with them. The president comes here. What we achieved in peace was unachievable in 20 years of the French and the Americans being in Vietnam. So it's time for us to take care of America first.
Senator McCain. 30 seconds.
And we were defeated.
Congressman Paul, I know we'll get everyone in on this. Congressman Paul, just want to allow you to respond.
Shortly after the Vietnam War ended, Colonel Tu and Colonel Summers met, and they were talking about this. And the American colonel said, "You know, we never lost one battle." And Colonel Tu, the Vietnamese, says, "Yes, but that's irrelevant." And it is irrelevant, but we have to realize why they want to come here. Wolfowitz even admitted that one of the major reasons that the Al-Qaeda was organized and energized was because of our military base in Saudi Arabia. He says, oh, now we can take the base away. He understood why they came here. They come here because we're occupying their country, just as we would object if they occupied our country.
I just want to let Congressman Tancredo in. We're running short on time, so please, let's try to get...
...are sick and tired of what they're getting, and they want some real changes. I don't want to run your life. You need less taxation, less regulation, a better economic system. We were not meant to be an empire. We were meant to be a republic protecting liberty here at home. It's up to you to spread this message around this country. This is an American cause. It's a cause of freedom. There's something going on in this country, and it's big. It's really big.
That was by the Paul campaign. Let's get to another YouTube...
Infrastructure problem in this country is very, very serious. We as Americans are taxed to blow up the bridges overseas. We're taxed to go over and rebuild the bridges overseas while our bridges are falling down in this country. This country is going bankrupt, and we can't afford this. We need to take care of ourselves. We do not need to sacrifice one thing more. We just need to take care of ourselves and get the government out of our lives and off our back and out of our wallets.
Senator McCain, 30 seconds.
Davenport, Iowa. This question is for Ron Paul. Mr. Paul, I think we both know that the Republican Party is never going to give you the nomination. But I'm hoping that you're crazy like a fox like that, and you're using this exposure to propel yourself into an independent run. My question is for Ron Paul. Mr. Paul, are you going to let America down by not running as an independent? Thank you.
Now that's what I call a tough question, because I have no intention of doing this. I am a Republican. I have won 10 times as a Republican, and we're doing quite well. We had 5,000 people show up at a rally in front of the Independence Hall with blacks and Hispanics and a cross-section of this country. Do you know that we raised $4.3 million in one day? Without spending one cent, we didn't even pay an individual to go out, and they weren't professional fundraisers. It came in here. It was automatic. We're struggling to figure out how to spend the money. This country is in a revolution. They're sick and tired of what they're getting, and I happen to be lucky enough to be part of it.
I'll take that as a no. Okay. We, unfortunately, this is...
All right, so there's Ron Paul there. Yeah, we're sick and tired, and he's happy to be a part of it. He actually got a little more time than what I thought he had, but it wasn't questions directed to him, Ethan. It was him responding to questions. When somebody trying, like a McCain, trying to dress him down over and over.
Yeah, that battle cry at the end was definitely a plus.
Yeah, I certainly think so. Yeah, he got him a little more time than what I thought. When you combine it all in there, even in this clip here, it's 9 minutes and 40 seconds, but still there's about 30 seconds for him to walk across the stage, and kind of things in between. So actually, maybe got 6 minutes out of the whole deal, out of a 2-hour debate. A top tier candidate.
Well, also, of course, the field is narrowing down, too. So,
yeah, exactly. Well, hey, folks, over $200,000 has been raised tonight since the debate was started, by the way. Back in just a minute with a final segment. We're talking with Ethan Allen. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Night on the Midnight Rider, and I want to thank Ethan for being on tonight, and not that Ethan's got to talk a lot tonight. Ethan, here's the way I see this. This type of thing, we need to stop. We're at the point now to where we need to do a number of things here. One is we need to send all these incumbents in Congress home. End of story. Second, we need to become the media. Take these people on in their own front yard, get micros up everywhere, and take it to them. Third, we need to make Ron Paul the richest candidate in running in this election right now.
Yeah, and fourth, we need to vote for Ron Paul.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, I think in a lot of ways that we underestimate ourselves, because in a lot of ways we have become the media. When you look at the amount of subscribers that Ron Paul has to his website.
Well, that's true.
Or to his YouTube section on YouTube. Or you look at the poll numbers that he's getting by online polls. I know they don't consider them scientific, but the numbers are there. That in many ways that the revolution has begun. There are numbers behind it, and we are becoming the media. In fact, I think in some ways we empower the mainstream media when we give them so much credibility in trying to attack them. And I know I'm at fault for that too sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
But you know, they are who they are. We are who we are. That we are, and everybody's still trying to find their place in this thing. But yeah, the things you said are absolutely right. But the good thing is that there's some hope right now. We actually have something to strive for, rather than just, you know, fear and despair, which, you know, we'll have plenty of that later on if Hillary gets elected. So,
but she's not, because the thing is, we are going to get Ron Paul elected. I mean, I think that we have to start coming back with that attitude. I mean, if it's you know, I've been saying, you know, whether he's elected or not, it's the message that's important. But I think we've got to take it a step further. The message is the most important thing. But I think we've got a guy running here that we support, and I think that we have to do everything we possibly can to get the guy elected.
Well, we always have to remember that even the highest office of their country, the President of the United States, is public service.
Right.
And just like I think it was Lance who called in earlier and said that whoever says they want to be president should be immediately just eliminated from the running. These people are supposed to be no different than meter maids. Or your,
exactly.
Or your typical civil servant. These people are public servants. They serve us. We are their masters, not the other way around. And Ron Paul, at the very least, understands that.
Yeah, because, I mean, he himself has said, you know, he doesn't understand where all this has come from, but he knows that the message is powerful. He knows he's a flawed individual, and he's just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we've got our work cut out for us, folks. It's time we get busy. Guys, in all honesty, it's time to stop blaming who's responsible for what's going on in this country and why it's happened or who's done it. Hey, I subscribe to the Murder on the Orient Express thing. They're all guilty. Makes it a lot easier. And it's time that we get busy, and it's time we get working, and we move forward. I mean, when we sit and talk about things, is we need to start talking about strategies and how we're going to get Ron Paul elected, how we're going to get these incumbents out of Congress and send their butts home, and how we're going to take our country back. Those are the things we need to start talking about, as opposed to just sitting and placing blame on everything.
Yeah, and they might not have passed federal term limit legislation, but you do have term limit power in your own hand, everybody, and that's your vote.
Yeah, it sure would be nice to see them back here in the home district, because they only come back when it's election time or when it's a holiday, and it'd be nice to bring their little butts back to the house. And that's the other thing too, folks. If you're there in a community, start running for office. Because we need good people that want to serve, that want to make a difference in office, whether it's dog catcher, school board, city council, whatever. It's time that we start doing this stuff. Ethan, thanks for being on the program tonight. As always, excellent analysis. And I think with some of the callers, this was a little bit of therapy.
It was. And happy birthday, Mike.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Lucky
and
42.
Actually, I'm dyslexic. It's 24. Hey, everybody, have a great night. I love everybody. I love all of you. And I want you to go find somebody you love, and I want you to tell them that you love them. Give them a big old lip smack if you can, that if you're not going to get slapped. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody, have a great night. We will see you tomorrow night. Have a good one.